Welcome to this recording of Your Magical Power.
Step 3, the evening exercise. In order to change our lives, we must change our thinking and involve the heart. This evening exercise will help you do just that. It is always important to calm the mind and move down into lower brainwave states when you want to alter old limiting beliefs holding you back. There are many ways to calm the mind and get into lower brainwave states. Mindfulness, meditation, yoga, walks in nature, and so on. However, the easiest way is when going to bed at night. Think about it. After a long day, we are ready to rest. The brain has received a ton of information during the day, and now it's time to relax and calm down to process all that through a good night's sleep. This is what you do every single night. You go to bed and calm down your mind and your body. It happens automatically. You slowly drift away from a conscious state to an unconscious state. Every night, you move through the different brainwave states from beta to alpha to theta to delta and back up again when you wake up in the morning. In fact, we are designed to do so. We do it 365 nights in a row every single year. Someone who is, let's say, 40 years old, have done this 4,600 times. 40 years times 365 days. Imagine if that person used mental exercises every night to program him or herself with success. That would be very powerful success programming, 4,600 times in a row. Do you think that person's life would be different today? You bet it would. He or she would think success thoughts on autopilot and would be living a successful life. You are tuned in to relax at night. Our biology is wired to slow down when it's getting dark out. The brain recognizes the darkness and starts releasing a hormone called melatonin, often referred to as the sleep hormone. Melatonin is a hormone secreted by the pineal gland in the brain. It helps regulate other hormones and maintains the body's circadian rhythm. The circadian rhythm is an internal 24-hour clock that plays a critical role when we fall asleep and when we wake up. When it's dark, your body produces more melatonin. When it's light, the production of melatonin drops. So when we are going to bed and it's dark out, the pineal gland in the brain starts releasing melatonin and we start getting tired. Our brain waves and our whole body slows down. This is why it's easy to get into lower brainwave states at night. As such, it is also the best time to do your mental exercises to change your limiting beliefs. Let's now move on to the evening exercise you can do to start changing your life. This evening exercise contains a simple two-part plan which will help you transform your life. Part one is called intention and goal setting. And please note, you only need to do part one once. And part two is the mental exercises. And part two you will do every night. Part one, intention and goal setting. The first step in this part is step one, strong intention to change. Make up your mind that you really, really want to change your life. Simply wishing for something is not enough. Make sure you have a strong intention to change your life. Step two, choose your goal. Make sure to choose a goal from within, from your heart and your intuition. Remember, you are trading your precious time and effort for whatever goal you want to achieve. It's so much easier to endure if your goal is one of passion. Think about what you really want to achieve in life. Choose only one goal. Don't try to reach a lot of goals in the same time. Decide to just work towards one goal. Give all your attention and all your focus towards that goal. Focus is very important to succeed. If you have to focus on many goals, you are diluting your focus instead of concentrating all of it towards that one goal. Step 3. Set a start date. Set yourself a date when you want to start your transformational process. You have to tell yourself that you are going to reach your goal. No excuses. You will go all the way. Choose a date, be determined, and start. Step 4. Time frame. We are all wired differently, and there is no one time frame fits all when it comes to how many weeks or months you should do the evening exercise. Some personal development programs talk about doing exercises for 3 weeks, or 4 weeks, or 2 months, or even 90 days. Since we all have different limiting beliefs stuck in our subconscious mind, there is no time frame that fits all. Over the years, I have participated and enrolled in many self-development programs and courses. I followed their suggested time frame, but many of them didn't really give me the expected results. Before deciding to do the different programs, I read all the great testimonials and noticed that other people got great results, so why wouldn't I? The fact is that the way I grew up and was shaped and molded by the environment is different from how the testimonial people grew up and were molded. And your upbringing is different from your colleagues' or friends' upbringing, and their upbringing is different from other people's upbringing. You see, we are all wired differently. We all have different baggage which we carry with us from childhood. Some limiting beliefs are stronger and more dominating than others. This is just the way it is. As such, a 3-week program may work for some people, but will not work for all. And a 30-day program or a 2-month program or a 90-day program may work for you, but not for me, and vice versa. So there is no one time frame that fits all. A scientific study from health psychology researcher Philippa Lally and her research team at University College London shows how different we all are. They decided to figure out just how long it actually takes to form a new habit, to form new neural networks in the brain, so limiting beliefs can be replaced by new positive ones. In 2009, their findings were published in the European Journal of Social Psychology. The study examined the habits of 96 people over a 12-week period. Each person wanted to create a new eating, drinking, or activity habit, like eating a fruit at every meal, jogging 15 minutes every day, or drinking a bottle of water with their daily lunch. Each day, they reported on whether or not they did the behavior and how automatic the behavior felt. At the end of the 12 weeks, the researchers analyzed the data to determine how long it took each person to go from starting a new behavior to automatically doing it. On average, it took 66 days before a new habit was incorporated for the participants. Right now, you might think to yourself, that long? Do I have to keep at it for 66 days? Don't lose all hope and beat yourself up with statements like, this is such a long time, or I can't do it for 66 days, or I don't have the self-discipline if I had to do it for more than 2 months, and so on. Remember, 66 days was the average. The study showed major differences between the participants in how quickly they made a habit, although everyone did their chosen behavior daily. Several of the participants spent considerably less time than 66 days, and one participant created a new permanent habit in only 18 days. Another participant did not manage to establish a new habit during the allotted period of the study of 84 days, which is 12 weeks. However, it was stipulated that this person would need as much as 254 days to create a lasting change. The study also showed that there were considerable variations with regards to how well established and strong the new habit was among the participants. All in all, it was a great difference in the creation of the new habit, as well as in how strong it became. This indicates that strong intention, a burning desire, is one important ingredient to create a strong, lasting new habit. The great Andrew Carnegie used to say, "People who know exactly what they want out of life and is determined to get it, do more than just wish for it. They intensify their wishes with a burning desire." An interesting thing is that the scientific research in the last decade carried out by Professor William Tiller and his team at Stanford University shows that intention can influence physical reality. Also, the research company HeartMath has showed how a clear intention together with strong emotions is the winning combination. In other words, if you really want to change your life, like having a clear intention and strong emotions, you can do it much faster than if the intention is weak. A weak intention will cause longer time for a habit to form and become well established than if the intention is strong and rooted in emotions. The study from Philippa Lally and her team said nothing about how eager and strong intended the participants were before embarking on their journey to change. So the strength of the desire to really create a lasting change can be one important factor explaining the time difference among the participants in the study. The brain has an amazing ability to change and alter, but it requires that we really want to change. If we have that burning desire to change, new habits may form in a short time. The study from University College London showed that it's possible to form a new habit in just 18 days. Can it be done in less time? Yes, I absolutely believe that it's possible, if the intention and emotions are strong enough. This, of course, will vary from person to person. The best thing you can do is to make a habit of doing this simple exercise every night. Let it become a habit like brushing your teeth. If you involve yourself emotionally and connect with the heart when you do your exercise, your life will transform before you know it. So let's move to the exercise itself. And this is part two of the exercise. And you have to do this exercise every night. Part one, you will only do one time. You set yourself a goal, strong intention, set yourself a start date, and be determined to reach your goal. And then you move on to part two, and you do that every night. So part two involves just two simple steps. And the first step is to do the quick coherence technique, the technique we talked about in step two of the program itself. It's best to do subconscious exercises when you go to bed at night. It's easier for you to go down into lower brainwave states, as we have discussed. Go to bed and just relax and breathe deeply and follow the quick coherence technique guidelines. You find it in step two of this program. The technique will get you into a heart-based feeling very quickly. It will only take 60 seconds. And after you have done that exercise, you move on to the next step in this exercise, step two. And that is all about creative visualization. Creative visualization is a very powerful technique if it is used right. To gain results from this easy and free technique, it's important to involve yourself emotionally. If you haven't read already the information about creative visualization from the resource area in this program, please do this now. Go to the resource section of this program and learn more about creative visualization before you listen to the rest of this recording. And after you have completed the 1 minute quick coherence technique, you close your eyes and start your creative visualization exercise. You see yourself reaching your goal. See it as if it has already happened. Be happy and grateful and keep an attitude of gratitude. Involve all your senses in your imagination. Make it come alive and let the feeling of you already being in your dream situation fill your whole body. Be happy and thankful for having reached your goal. Feel that it's the best feeling in the world. You did it and it feels great. Remember, the subconscious mind cannot tell the difference between what you imagine and visualize and what is real. The feeling part is key. That's why you need to involve your heart. That's where the true power is to transform your life. By doing this, you start changing your thinking patterns and your feelings. Since they dictate your vibrational frequency and communication with the field, you will now start to vibrate out what you want to come into your life, and the field will respond. The 1 minute quick coherence technique will help you create a positive feeling, and when you start your creative visualization exercise, you actually piggyback on the already established positive feeling you created. The feeling you produced will already be flowing through your body when you start your creative visualization exercise. And this is a great advantage, since feeling and emotions are like glue when it comes to making new neural networks and thought patterns stick. That's it. This simple evening exercise only contains two simple steps. First, you do the quick coherence technique and get into a positive emotional state. And while that feeling is flowing through your body, you move on to your creative visualization exercise and see yourself already reaching your dream goal. This easy process is powerful and will help you create new neural networks in your subconscious mind, which in turn will change your vibrational signature. Let's now sum up this evening exercise. The evening exercise contains two parts. Part one involves intention and goal setting, and part two involves mental exercises. Part one, you will only do once. Part two, you will do every night. And part one involves four simple steps. Step one, make sure you have a strong intention to change your life. Step two, choose your goal and involve your heart when you want to choose your goal. Make sure your goal comes from passion and from your heart and from your intuition. Step three, set a start date. Step four, make a habit of doing this exercise every night. Part two, mental exercises. This part only involves two simple steps. Step one, do the 1 minute quick coherence technique to enter into a positive emotional state. And step two, start doing your creative visualization for your goal. When you start your creative visualization, you will already be in a positive emotional state because you are piggybacking on the emotional state you achieved in step one when you did the quick coherence technique. Feelings and emotions are like glue when it comes to making new neural networks and thought patterns stick in your subconscious mind. Your thoughts and feelings will change, and this will cause a change in your personal frequency. As a result, you will start sending and emitting a different vibrational signal to the field, and the field will respond, sending you people, events, and circumstances which are in harmony with what you want in your life.